Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And away we go. It is a Friday night, the last Friday in April 2020. Friday Night Live, Scott Spears, along with Bailey Hunt here in studio. And aren't we having a great time singing sorority songs on this Friday night?
I was never in a sorority.
I can believe that. In my college days, I don't think I ever joined a fraternity.
Yeah.
If I did, I don't remember it.
I'm having some issues over here. Well, I took my glasses off because my eyes burn. And now I just can't see you. No, I'm just kidding.
You should get the LASIK.
No. These glasses actually block the blue light from my computer, so.
Okay, why don't we go back to the lottery ticket? Now tell people what we're doing with the lottery ticket.
Oh, yeah, we're scratching off a little bit at a time. So I scratched off the first three. We have a $10, a $1,000, and a $1.
All right, let's see what we get with the next three.
A $20.
$20. So now we have four different.
Yeah. Another $20.
Oh, two $20. This could be a big win, folks.
And a $2.
And a $2. So now we have, what do we have?
We have 10, 1,000, 1, 20, 20, and 2.
20, 20. And it is 2020. And three left to go.
Three left to go.
And all we need
is another 20 or a win symbol. And if you get the win symbol, then you'll win 40.
I'll be going out tonight. Going out on the town.
Well, if you win the 20, it'll just pay for the dinner that you bought.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so what's the next thing? On to the next thing.
Is that how you do it?
Yes.
You know what I've noticed lately? Here's something that I've noticed. A lot of people trying to do impressions of me. I don't think there's anything to be...
Oh, I wasn't trying to impress you. Or do an impression.
Are you trying to impress me? Impressions. I wasn't trying to do an impression of you, I think is what you meant. Not that you were trying to impress
me.
Oh,
man. Yeah, I'm not trying to do either, apparently.
But you have tried to do that.
Yeah.
I don't find that funny.
I just like how your voice gets really high-pitched sometimes.
When I say a certain thing, apparently.
Yeah. You know!
Wow.
Oh, man. I'm so funny.
Not really. And people are now finding that out to be fact.
I think I'm hilarious.
People say that I say interesting. A lot.
You do.
And, look.
Here we are on a getaway Friday morning.
See, now the motor's revving up.
Oh, man. I'm about to be like this emoji on this lottery ticket, laughing so hard that I'm crying.
You got a problem with getaway Friday?
No. You know, that's why I started driving here.
Why is that? To get away.
So you can't leave me. Now I can leave you.
Oh, you want to leave me? There were a few times where I about left you, I have to say.
I know.
There were a few nights.
That's why I drive now, everywhere we go.
There were a few, what do you call that? There were some chilly nights when it was time to leave the studio.
Yeah, and it's just a silent ride.
Oh, there was one that I remember where it was ugly. And I think everybody knew it was ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a 10-minute ride.
Oh, that was so rough.
You know what? I don't even remember what caused that.
I don't remember either, gosh. But it's so funny because I just sang the whole way home.
Well, because you kept trying to get me involved in the song.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't having it.
I don't even know why you were mad at me.
No, I don't even... But that's really the only time that I think I've been mad at you. All the other times you've thought I've been mad at you, I haven't been.
I know.
But that night you did something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what you did, but you did it here. And I remember thinking...
It's our telling.
Well, I just thought, why did you do that? That was such a... Ooh, that was
sometimes it's like my goal in life to make people mad.
Is it?
Sometimes.
But I don't think it... I really think it was unintentional on your part that night.
Yeah.
I don't think you were really trying to tick anybody off. I just think you did something, and I don't... But it caused a cold chill.
Yeah. That was really good. I was really thirsty.
What do you make on this crusade that I've been on lately of telling people what you think of them? Because life is short. And I think that's what this pandemic has taught us.
Honestly, I think that you should. Because, last month, actually, I lost one of my best friends. And the last time I had talked to her, like, so we used to talk all the time. And then, you know, we both have two kids and life just got busy. And the last time I had talked to her was on her birthday in January. And so when she passed away in March, it, you know, like, I wish that I would have been able to say, you know,
well, this is
anything.
It's sad to have those regrets, but, you know, it's interesting as well, because one of the topics I did, I think it was during the period where we weren't talking, so you probably would not have heard this topic.
I would not have.
No. But one of the topics I did was when this pandemic started, they did a segment on one of the morning shows where, because so many people were dying at that point of the COVID, that there was a big segment by a psychologist that we don't tell people how we feel about them. We kind of do, but we kind of don't. And that an exercise to do, which they did on the morning show. What's wrong with you?
I'm just thinking of something that I'm going to say.
No, go ahead. Come on.
No.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Finish.
Spit it out.
Finish.
Spit it out, Beverly.
Sometimes I wish people would not tell me what they think of me.
Oh, that's probably true. But what the thing was, the psychologist did on the morning show was, he made each of the morning show hosts pick another one of the hosts, mm-hmm. and pretend that they were giving their eulogy, but them there.
Oh.
And I thought that was interesting. No, because a eulogy is not rough.
Right.
I mean, you don't... I mean, you don't...
Well, unless you really hate the person.
Unless you dislike them, sure. But usually you're not asked to give a eulogy at a funeral you dislike.
Yeah, but what if you're on a show with someone and you don't like them, and so they're like, give a eulogy, even though they're right here, and you're like,
Well, I'm guessing that they already knew what was coming that morning.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. But no, I thought it was interesting because that day we had three people in here, and we did that. We picked one of the other people.
Did we?
We did. And we made them give the eulogy for the other person.
Do you have a eulogy for me?
Yeah, I could get... Well, I'm like Eulogies Are Us. Okay. I've given so many at this point that, yeah, I could give you a eulogy.
Oh.
But I think it's more far more... I wouldn't want to.
Okay.
I want you to be here.
Yeah.
But if I had to, I could. But it's more poignant. Could you give me a eulogy?
No.
You couldn't?
No, I mean, I could.
That's horrible.
I'm just kidding.
There was a voice right there. Horrible!
No, I could. But I would not want to. And it would make me really uncomfortable. And I would not want to, like, give it to you on air.
It would make you very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, why would it make you uncomfortable?
I don't know. Like, I just don't... I don't... Like... I mean, I've taken public speaking classes, and I can speak publicly, but I would rather not do it about someone else. If I'm going to talk about something, I want to talk about me. Or my kids.
Well, it's interesting because, like I said, I have a disease that I can't call people.
Yeah. But I'm the same way, though.
But I can speak all day long, and I can do a radio show all day. I can be, you know, I can be totally open here. Because I control this.
Well, I think the reason why I can get up and talk to people about me is because I know that no matter what I say about myself, I'm not going to regret because, whatever, I don't really care what people think about me, and I don't care what people know about me. So, okay. But I don't want to get up and talk about someone else and say something they don't want me to say that maybe I didn't know that they didn't share with anybody else. You know, like if they've shared something with me and I thought that it was just like a known thing, I don't want to share it. So I don't like talking about other people. I would just rather talk about myself.
Well, it's interesting because what I have found is that, and this is one of the discussions, because I think somebody called in this week and asked me if I would ever regret being so closed as a person. And you know me a little bit now, but you don't really know me because I am... I mean, this is a good... this is interesting because I had this discussion on the air earlier this week that I am kind of a closed person. And you're kind of a friend of mine. So what would you agree or disagree with that fact?
Oh, I mean, I would agree. I mean, I know more about you than some people, most people. But, you know, that's just because we're really good friends outside of radio.
But you would think I'm a closed person.
Oh, for sure. No, you are. You are a very closed person. Unless you want, like, unless you really trust someone. And really, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you've told me stuff.
But how much do you really think you know? Even being what you would consider a close friend and even thinking you know things. What, like the other day, Glenn, who I've known for a long time, didn't even know I had a brother.
I know. I.
So, you know, it's like one of those things.
I knew that.
You did know that. But it's, you know, what do people really know in the long term?
Yeah. I mean, I know I don't know everything about you, but I do know certain things that other people don't know. So I say I'm winning.
Well, it's just interesting because I'm not closed on purpose, and it's not like it's because I was traumatized somewhere.
But you know what's funny is, like, this is what I've noticed with you. I think you want to tell someone, but you don't. Because you don't want it to, you don't want anyone else to know. Like, you only want a certain person to know, or you don't, like, only want one person to know. And so, like, my favorite thing with you is, we'll be talking, and you'll be like, okay, here, I'm giving you a present. What's one thing you want to know about me? Anything? I'll answer anything.
Now hold on. Now, that's only happened once.
No, that's happened a few times.
Has it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe twice.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's... But now, tell the real reason why that happens. It's not like just out of my head I say, oh, I'm going to reward somebody with a private thought. Now, what's the real reason that happens?
Oh, like whenever, like, we have a really good night on radio.
No.
But I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Because you are constantly badgering
me
to say things. And will ask the same question 50 times. And I will avoid it like the plague.
Oh, yeah.
And yet you'll keep coming back to it, coming back to it, coming back to it, coming back to it. So I feel sometimes when we're having a good night that's a good reward.
And you know, it's funny because sometimes I'll wait a few days and you'll think I forget and then I'll bring it up and you're like, why do you remember this?
Right. And sometimes the things you want to know are like totally frivolous things. But then other times you want to know really serious things.
Oh, yeah.
So it's funny because... My reasoning for not... I really don't think I do want to tell people.
Or my other favorite thing is, I'm going to tell you without telling you. And then you tell... and then you tell me and you just don't give me names or like whatever. And I'm like, I know the whole situation now. And I can kind of put it in place like who and what and where and when. And
but really? Really can you? I don't know if you can or not. Like the other day, I'll give an instance here. And this is one of those times that... To me, there was a funny instance in my life with professional people.
Yeah.
I'll say that. But I knew I did not want to tell the whole story because the whole story gives a little more information than I want to know. I want people to know. But I did want to tell the part that I thought was funny. So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I always preface it with... I'm only going to give you this much, so this is the reason I'm telling you this story.
And I just fill in the blanks.
But I don't think you ever really get all the way.
But for the most part, the majority.
Maybe.
Okay. I mean, you're not going to tell me if I do or not, or don't, so, but it's just funny to me. I love it.
Which part do you love? You love that I'm...
I love that you share things with me.
Sometimes. But you're a sharer.
I am.
Which is good.
It's a thing.
But it's fun. But I don't... But the question about regretting it, no, I don't think I'll ever regret it. What?
Oh, I was just going through these.
Going through the jokes?
Yeah. Look at the last one.
The last one on the page? Let's see what it is. Oh, that's a good one.
I know. That was funny.
Well, tell that one.
Okay.
That one can be put on air. Here is Bailey telling a joke.
What do they call students who go to Yale?
What do they call students who go to Yale?
Rejects from Harvard.
That's funny. We have three spots left on our lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Tell them what we got and scratch one more spot.
Okay. So we have a $10, a $1,000, a $1, two $20 spots, and a $2 spot.
All right. Here we go. Three spots left.
Ooh, we have a $100 spot.
So now what do we have in total?
We have a $10.
What are you scratching there? Stop scratching.
Well, I like everything to be off completely.
Well, you can't do that. Then you know what's there.
No. I'm just scratching off the barcode part.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I could scan it with my phone, but...
Okay, what do you got? So what do we got there totally?
You have a $10, a $1,000, a $1, two $20, a $2, and a $100.
So the only place we're close here is the $20.
Yeah.
All right, this is exciting. And if a wild shows up, I would have $40.
A win, but yeah.
Yeah, a win.
Not a wild. Or not on the wild thornberries here.
That's what you think of, the wild thornberries, when you think of the term wild?
Did you ever watch that show?
I've seen it.
Oh, I love that show. I have this new app. Well, I don't really know if it's new, but it's new to me. That I can watch like all the old Nickelodeon shows like Cat Dog and Rocket Power and all that stuff. Like from when I was a kid. It's great.
You know, the shows that were on when I was a kid about 5 years ago are still so new that people really don't... Yeah. That people really have not put those on any archived app as of yet.
That's interesting.
It is interesting, is it not?
Yeah.
You got another song you're going to sing for us?
No.
Listen, I did mine.
I don't know any songs.
That's not true. Sing a song.
I don't know songs.
You know songs.
No, I don't.
It's time for you to sing.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
That was awful. Try again.
I don't know. What kind of song should I sing?
Whatever. One of your favorite songs.
You know what song I like? I'm not singing it, but Taylor Swift's Me.
There you go. Sing it.
Oh, I don't know the words.
I think you do.
No.
By the way, the phone lines are open 32 minutes past the hour here on Friday Night Live. 740.
Someone please call so I don't have to sing.
740-383-9944. Oh, you're singing regardless. Don't even try that. Let's run our promo here. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And here's the promo. Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. And Friday nights is something you don't want to miss. From 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH, it's Friday Night Live, starring Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt. No topic is too big or too small. Why don't you call them at 740-383-9944. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com. Remember, Friday Night Live. Every Friday night from 8:10 till 10 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM.
Thanks, Ted. We're back.
If you play the song, I'll sing it.
The Me song?
Yeah.
I thought you said you did not know the lyrics.
Oh, I just looked up the lyrics. I have them on my phone.
Well, give us a little bit of the lyrics.
Mm-mm. I'll talk.
This is a radio show. We've got to have entertainment. Now, go ahead.
I don't sing.
Just put it
I dance.
I can't. You know.
I do, though.
The first time we were here. Something that resembled
a dancing. Chair got in my way.
No,
or
a table.
Whatever.
A table.
I ran into it. It's fine. Actually, I'm more like sat down on it.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was a thud. It made a thud and you ended up on the floor. It was something.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm not singing this unless you play the music.
I'm telling you to sing the song.
Nope.
I run this show.
Oh.
I'm going to give you an introduction here.
Can I do a joke?
No, you're going to sing this song.
I don't want to sing.
You're going to sing a little bit, right? You ready? Here we go. Ready?
No.
Here, I'm going to intro
I'm not going to be another statistic of you getting people to sing on air.
You're going to sing. Here we go. Here comes the intro. Now, you better sing. Now, here it is. It's Friday Night Live here with Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt, and now we've reached our musical portion of the show. I give you the musical stylings of Bailey Hunt Bales. Go ahead, Bales.
Bailey doesn't sing. Oh, I just lost the lyrics. Darn.
Sing out.
I don't know the lyrics.
Go ahead.
No,
come
I'm
on.
Not singing.
You're singing it.
No.
Now it's become a thing. You're going to sing it. Go ahead. Mm-mm. Come on. Sing it.
No, thank you.
Just do the first lyric.
I don't know. Oh. I promise that you'll never find another like me. That's the first lyric.
No, you got to do a verse. We got to understand what the song's about.
Oh, it says, I know that I'm a handful, baby. I know that...
Ooh.
I can't even.
Man, did you hear that snort, folks? Now, she was worried about the singing. The snort was real. Now, go ahead. Come on. Go ahead. It's time to sing now. It's singing time.
It says, I know that I'm a handful, baby. I know I never think before I jump. And you're the kind of guy that ladies want. And there's a lot of cool chicks out there. I know that I went psycho on the phone. I never leave well enough alone. And trouble's gonna follow where I go. And there's a lot of cool chicks out there.
Okay, what's the refrain? Oh,
but one of those things is not like the others. Like a rainbow with all of the colors. Baby doll, when it comes to a lover, I promise that you'll never find another like me. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm the only one of me. Baby, that's the fun of me. That's it.
You did it. See? And we've got that on tape forever. I'm going to play that every day this week.
Oh, God, please don't.
On the morning show, I'm going to, every time I need a good laugh in the morning, I'm going to play that little portion of the show.
That's rude.
I'm going to pull that out and put that right in there.
I'm going to stop listening.
No, you can't. You're addicted to my show. Oh, did that put a shiver up your back? That was good, wasn't it?
It's like when the hyenas say Mufasa on Lion King. Like, Mufasa, whoo.
Boy, there were some good songs in those Disney movies.
I love Mufasa and the Lion King.
A lot of... You know, I about called Tiger King the other day Lion King. I think that would have not gone over very well. Because I have not seen the darn thing.
I know. I have.
It's bad.
It's great.
I tried to watch it with somebody. And it just didn't happen. You know, and I've realized now that maybe I'm not meant to see this thing.
Well, you can watch it at my house if you want.
I think we tried that.
No, we did not try that.
Why did you snap at me there like I was telling a fib or something?
Well, you didn't come over to watch that.
No, but you never invited me.
You came over to do my dishes.
That's real.
Oh, twice. No, but you came over and I was working, so.
I didn't just come over.
Oh, no,
you invited
no, I,
me
yeah.
over.
Right.
Here, I just show up. I'm just driving
Well,
around.
I told you that you could come watch it, but I told you. I said, you're going to have to fight Austin for the TV.
But you didn't. You acted like you had invited me over to watch it. That never happened.
I invited you over to watch it.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
When?
I said, well, on Monday, I said, you can come over and watch it, but I'm working. And then...
So what you wanted me to do was come over in the middle of the day mm-hmm. and sit in another room in somebody's house and watch Lion King.
It's Tiger King. And Tiger Austin King. Would have watched it with you. He loves tigers. Not that it's appropriate for him, but...
I don't know anything about it.
Well, someone kills himself in it.
But I don't think Mr. Safferty knew that I didn't know anything about it.
No, but someone does commit suicide in the thing. And that was not good.
No, suicide's not a good thing.
Mm-mm. So.
So we're on the big show tonight.
Well, I don't know. Am I allowed to tell another joke?
Allowed? Go ahead, Bales tells a joke.
Okay, we should get, like, audio for that.
I just gave you some.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, good audio.
Run that aloud by me a question again.
Okay, from Arizona. Why do Arizona students have TGIF on their shoes?
Why do Arizona students have TGIF on their shoes?
Toes go in first.
A little weak on the delivery there. Let's give another one.
Okay. What do you get when you drive quickly through the Sun Devil campus?
What do you get when you drive quickly through the Sun Devil campus?
An undergraduate degree.
Boo. Boo.
Oh, I can't do that one.
Bales tells a joke.
Why do Razorbacks put a copy of their diploma in the window of their vehicles?
Why do Razorbacks put a copy of their diploma in their windshield?
So they can park in handicapped spaces.
Ooh. That's a little bit of a wry joke, but we made it. Good.
Good thing I'm not bread.
See, this is where she tried to tell a joke and failed.
Like rye bread, you get it?
Yeah, I understand.
So funny.
That was hilarious. Well, let's go back to the lottery ticket because we've got 19 minutes left in the show and we've got two spots
left.
Time is
flying by.
Flying by. So what do we got?
Okay. We have another 100.
Uh-oh, two 100s.
And two 20s.
Two 100s and two 20s and one spot left to go.
Yeah.
Man, this is a real nail biter. Now, if there's a 20 or there's a 100.
Do you like my sound effects?
Try that again. Nail biter. That's her sound effect for a nail biter, folks. Fascinating, isn't it? And that was her really biting her nails.
Yeah, I know. I need the nail salons to open so bad.
Here we go, folks. What do we have?
Oh, I'm doing the...
No, don't do the last one.
Oh.
So we have two 20s.
Oh, yeah, we have a 10, a 1,000, a $1, two $20, a $2, and two $100.
All right, and phone lines are open with 18 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got one more spot.
Someone call in and tell Scott how funny I am.
But you're not funny.
But I'm hilarious.
You can't have people call in and lie. That's what one thing you don't want on a radio show. You don't want people calling in and lying. That's bad form.
No, I need them to talk nice about me.
Are you depressed?
No.
Have you been brought down tonight? What's going on?
Well, you know.
Are you in a depression?
It happens.
Do you want me to give you a eulogy?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
I could do that right now.
Oh, that would be bad.
Why would that be bad?
I don't know. What would you say about me? No, I'm just kidding. You say nice things about me all the time.
Sometimes.
A lot. But it's okay.
Well, I like for people to be aware of where they stand.
I stand at the top like a princess.
What is with you in this princess terminology?
I don't know. It's
too much.
I love it.
You like being called a princess?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yes.
So princess is a terminology you like.
That's funny. Yeah.
Wow. Who would have thunk that?
I've been also been called Pocahontas.
Why does princess ring so happy with you?
I don't know. It makes me feel special.
Oh, okay. As long as you're happy, I guess. I don't...
Can I tell one more joke? Because this one's funny.
Go ahead.
What does the average California State University student get on his SAT?
What's that?
Drool.
Drool. Hilarious, folks. Hilarious. All right, let's see who this is. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. We were listening to Bailey's joke, and they're not that funny. So if you could tell her to really bring that up and let her know that this is her cousin.
Yeah, Shyla. Wait till I get home.
You guys are doing great, though. We really love it. It's good.
Well, but you agree with me, though. It's a little weak on the delivery, don't you think?
It is, but, you know, it's fine.
It is fine. Life goes on. That's for sure. Well, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wait till I get home.
Well, you see how they complimented me there? That was very nice.
That was rude.
Well, they nailed you, but that's okay. Well, they can nail you all day long.
Yeah. Just wait.
What are you going to do? Like, you're a thug.
No, I'm going to be so tired when I get home. I told them they had to wait up for me to get there, though.
Well, that's good. Well, why would they be going to bed? It's not even 10 o'clock on a Friday yet.
Right. I know.
Do they go to bed early or something like that?
I don't know. They're not usually at my house.
Well, there you go. We're having a great time here Friday night, Friday, April 24th, 2020, 9:45 in the p.m. Telephone lines are open just like that, 740-383-9944. That was a fascinating call.
But someone should really call and give me a compliment.
Are you in a... What is going on with you tonight? Are you compliment deprived?
A little bit.
What happened?
I don't know.
You're down tonight.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm good.
You said it twice. That means it's a lie.
No, like, don't you see my dimples coming out?
Not really. You look a little depressed. You look like somebody they're about to take away.
Whatever. I'm smiling and laughing.
Well, who wouldn't smile to be around me? I mean, honest to goodness, everybody who's around me smiles and is just filled with the mirth and happiness of life.
Someone's going to need to come to 165 West Center Street and pick Scott up and take him home.
You disagree that I have not brought joy and laughter and happiness and good things to people's life?
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I mean, that's my thing.
I love, though, that when we were at Walmart earlier and I saw the two women that had no support whatsoever and had very revealing clothes on. I love when I pointed them out to you. You kept walking in the same direction towards them, and I, like, went to the next aisle.
Well, I mean, I don't know that they can do anything to me at this particular point. And then I darted over because we were going to look at shaving items because you cut your legs up.
Yeah, and we couldn't find a styptic pin.
Now, is it styptic or septic?
Yeah, it's styptic. I looked it up on...
What does styptic mean?
I don't know, but...
Is it like Dr. Styptic?
I think I'm going to order some on Amazon and get you one.
Oh, isn't that nice? A gift. Yeah. You've never given me a gift.
Yes, I have.
Well, you got kind of nasty there.
I had to think about it, but yeah, I have.
What'd you give me?
A globe.
Oh, you did give me a globe, yes, at Christmas. You gave me a globe.
Yeah,
I forgot
wanted a globe.
I did want a globe.
I got you a globe.
And you got me a globe. That's absolutely true. Mark that down.
Yep.
You did get me a globe.
I did. I'm so nice.
I don't know why I forget stuff like that.
I don't know. It's only me, though.
No, it's other people.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I do forget things. I don't know why. You know, I think it's because I at the time, do not commit it to memory. Because there are other things floating around in my head.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, with about 12 minutes left to go.
Okay.
What, you're going to do the last subject. Since I've done every subject on the program tonight, what do you want to know?
I want to know who bought you this lottery
Why
ticket.
Why do you care who bought me the lottery ticket and the burrito? You have asked me this literally.
Because I need
and
to
I
know
hate you that word.
I need to know who to thank when I run off with
no,
this
you
winning
don't.
Ticket.
You want to know this for some reason, and I don't understand why you want to know it, but yet you do. You've I think now this, in the last few hours, has...
Take the caller.
Oh, thanks, boss. Hey, you're on Friday Night Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say I really enjoyed your show tonight.
Well, I appreciate that. Hope you're having a good time out there.
Yeah, well, I wanted to let Bailey know that she's done all right singing, but we couldn't see her dance on the radio, so I'm glad she tried anyways, even though it wasn't that good without music.
Maybe I'll do a Facebook Live and dance.
Well, see, I don't have anything like that, so that's why I like to listen to the radio.
Well,
we have no computers or anything. We don't do any of that.
That's awesome, though.
I'm an old man.
I appreciate you listening. That's all. That's
okay.
All that matters.
All right.
Yes, thank
have
you.
Have a good night, guys.
Thank
really
you.
You
awesome. Bye-bye. There you go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left in the program tonight if you'd like to call in. People are enjoying this show.
What's your favorite animal?
What's my favorite animal? Boy, now. We shouldn't have gone off the air at 10. This show's just picking up now. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Go ahead, caller.
I just had a thought.
All right.
I think my wife and I are at home right now drinking wine, eating M&Ms, and listening to you, and I think we're the only people in the world right now doing that.
What you think?
Exciting at this time in your life. You know, we're elderly.
Well, no, you know, that sounds like a... Listen, hey, if it's good wine and good M&Ms, why not?
I'm coming to your house.
It's fun. But there's 6 billion people in this world, and I think we're the only ones doing that.
You might be. I think if we did survey all 6 billion, you might be the only ones having wine and M&Ms and listening to this show. Now, what kind of wine are you having?
Pinot Grigio.
Oh, I love Pinot Grigio. I have some Pinot Grigio at my house right now.
Oh, awesome. So next week you can bring some in and we'll get M&Ms and we can drink wine and eat M&Ms and do the show and they can drink wine and eat M&Ms and listen to the show.
Pinot Grigio is a white wine, right?
Yes. Very good.
Yeah. I lost my voice there for a second, but yeah. Well, hey, I'm so glad you called in and I hope you're enjoying the show.
Okay.
We are. Yay.
All right. Knock them back. There you go. Thank you. Well, that's fun. Pinot Grigio. I have a thing of Pinot Grigio at my house that I have a lot of wine at my house because I'm not really much of a wine drinker, but I've got all this wine because people seem to give me wine as a gift a lot.
I cook with it.
I'm not much of a wine drinker, but I have a lot of wine at my house because people seem to think I drink it.
Okay, well, then you should bring some over to my house, and I'll use it to cook.
I have a lot of red wine. I have a lot.
That's what I cook with.
I have imported wine that I get every... I get a bottle of wine every year from one of the people who guests on this station. He gives me a bottle of wine every year.
I have a funny story about wine. So
Pinot Grigio.
So, obviously, I had been married before, okay?
Many times.
Not once. And, I worked at the bank. I worked at a bank, not the bank. I worked at a bank when I was getting married. So, like, the day before my wedding, or maybe it was 2 days before. I think it was 2 days before because it was, like, I didn't work the day before. But this guy came in, and he gave me a bottle of wine that he made himself. Like, they, you know, made the wine themselves. Well, I put it in the trunk of my SUV, like, in the back, and in a box, and apparently it rolled around, and it exploded in my back, and so my car smelled so bad of wine. I was like, great, if I get pulled over, they're definitely going to check me to make sure I'm not drinking and driving, because my car smells like alcohol so bad.
You know, I don't think I've ever left wine in the car, but I do have... I have weird things in my car. I'll say that. If I died tomorrow, people are going to be saying, ooh, what in the world was that about?
If you died tomorrow, I'm going through your car.
No. See, I've got that part under lock and key. Because I'm at this particular juncture, I'm still not... We're a little iffy. We're a little iffy. That's a story we can tell. That's not a lie. I mean, that's an interesting story.
Okay, go ahead and tell it.
Well, it's your story.
You bought me boots.
Yes, when we were in Nashville.
Yeah.
We went to a boot store.
Well, we went to the boot store like 10 times.
Quite a few.
And I kept looking at these boots, and I was like, oh, I really want these boots. I don't even say I want them. I really like
these
boots.
That's not true.
No, I don't.
By the last time we went there, it was I want them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like those boots. Every single time we'd go in, and finally I was like, I really want those boots. We were like, why don't you get them? Oh, they're too much. It was like, buy one, get two free or something. But they're like expensive boots because they're real. So you bought me boots. So I have three pairs of boots in your trunk, but you won't give them to me.
Right, because here's what happened. We got back from Nashville, and we had this blow up like a week later. And then, honestly, the night we got back, I just forgot to give them to you because we got back kind of late.
Well, I would have asked you, but then you told me you were going to save them for like my birthday.
I was kidding.
Oh, well, I believed you.
Apparently.
Because I'm very naive, and apparently I believe people, so.
But no, what happened? I forgot to give them to you that night, and then the next time I saw you was, I think, the best. Oh, don't mind me. I'm doing a radio show over here.
I don't like this.
Why don't you drag a chain across the floor or something? Oh, man. Folks, I want to come to your house where you get the Pinot Grigio and the M&Ms. Leave her here, and I'll be over. Okay, you just give me your address. She can drop me off. That'll be the whole thing.
Well, my area over here is gross.
Well, don't make a mess.
Well, it's all over the floor now.
Anywho, so the boots are in the trunk.
Yeah.
And then we got into the really big disagreement.
I need one pair for the 4th of July.
Well, I don't know how good you'll be. I mean, now I'm just basing this on how we are with each other. Because, you know, there have been points where we have not been so good with each other.
We're great.
We're good right now.
Yeah.
I put us at about, right now, a 7.
Mm.
We're at a 7.
Okay.
Where do you think we are?
I was going to say a 10.
Oh, really? A 10 out of 10?
Oh, yeah.
You think we're at a 10 already?
Oh, yeah.
We've only been back together for like a week and a half. How can that be a 10?
Well, this is our second week. So.
Second week
like,
back on the
like
air.
It's like 2.5 weeks.
No.
Yeah, because it was a week before that. It was like it was the Thursday before the Friday. It was, so I came back on Friday, the 17th. So on the 9th is when we started talking again. So it's been 2 weeks and a day. 15 days.
15 days. And I don't know yet, with 15 days, if we've really hit the height yet.
We have.
We have? No, we haven't. But the point is, well, I think we're gaining momentum. Because before we had that little dust up, I would have said we were at like a 5.
Yeah.
So we moved up to a 7.
Okay. Do you want me to do this last?
Go ahead. Now, fill people in again.
Okay, so we have a 10. A $1,000, a $1, two $20s, a $2, and a $100, and you are a loser.
Oh, what a build-up. What was the last one?
$5.
$5. Dun-dun-dun.
That was funny, though.
It did not turn out the way we wanted it, and you called me a loser. Now we went from a 7 to a 4. Now we're at a 4. And tonight, if anybody wants to know, at about 1 a.m., I will be out in front of my house selling boots. Now,
I have baby feet, though, so good luck
selling them to
anybody.
I'm gonna sell them some babies. Somebody will have feet that size. I'll be up on eBay tonight selling boots because she just called me a loser on the air.
Oh, I was totally kidding. I meant you lost the game.
Yeah, a little late. Telephone lines are open. You got 2 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think we've done a good job again on this Friday Night Live program. And we'll be back next Friday.
But what's your favorite animal?
Oh, you did ask me that, didn't you? My favorite animal. Favorite animal. You know, I like... Oh, that's hard. There are so many animals. I like... I like frogs.
Frogs.
I do like frogs.
On my list, man. Hold on.
That's not on your list. Well, give me a choice, and I'll pick one.
Okay. You can choose out of these a owl, a fox, a horse, a bird, a bear, a lion, a butterfly, a wolf, a tiger, a snake, or a deer.
A bird.
A bird? Okay. So, this explains your personality.
Here we go.
Each bird represents something different in the spirit world, but most birds have many common spiritual traits. For example, a blue jay symbolizes awareness, energy, and intelligence. Also, many birds in the spirit world are patient and wise. The spiritual totem of a bird will give you clarity and knowledge.
Oh, that's me.
You know what mine is?
Go ahead.
It's a lion.
A lion.
A lion is the king of his domain, and nothing can bring him fear. The spirit animal of a lion represents confidence, strength, and bravery, and moments of doubt. The lion is also quiet and in control of his surroundings. He is a leader that commands respect. The lion has the ability to change the world around him, either negatively or positively. That so is me!
Wow. That thing is way off. What website? We don't want to go to that one ever, because we know that might be a little faulty.
That's Personality Buzz.
Personality Buzz. Well, I hope everybody had a great time tonight. We'll be back again next Friday night, Friday Night Live, 8 until 10 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. I'll be back here Monday morning starting at 8:10 a.m.
I will not.
You will not. That's exactly true.
I will be at work in my dining room.
There you go. For Bailey Hunt Bales on Friday Night Live, this is Scott Spears.
Bye, y'all.
I was saying goodbye.
Oh, I'm saying goodbye, too.
Have an M&M and hit a Pinot Grigio heading for the dugout.
That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change, not just in the housing market. I'm talking, our United States government is spending.